Deerhead Radio on AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears in Paso Robles, 1621 North River Road. Shifting Gears has you covered from your weekend cruiser to your daily commuter. And now let's join Jimmy Purdy on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, and KPRL.com.
And good morning. I got to make sure my mic's turned up. There we go. That's better. I was talking to myself for a little bit. I guess I sit here and talk to myself for an hour every Saturday, so I guess it doesn't really matter if the mic's on or off, right? Anyway, welcome in. This is Gearhead Radio, and I am your host, Jimmy Purdy, from Shifting Gears Auto Repair, located right here in Paso Robles. I appreciate you taking some time out of your busy morning. Your busy morning in the middle of June. Yes, we are in the middle of June, 2024. The middle of the year, middle of the month to the middle of the year. How does that make you feel? Well, with that, I mean, that means it's summertime, so you should feel pretty good about it because it's summertime. As long as the weather stays mild. The triple digits isn't bad. I was just talking to Diane about that on the way out. It's like, yeah, it's only 100 for an hour or so. It's at least it's not like Arizona or something where it peaks at 100 by this time and then it's 100 till, I don't know, 9 o'clock at night. That's more difficult to deal with. But you know what's really strange about that? Is like making the investment in like AC or, you know, getting the swamp coolers is like, if it's only for a couple hours, you just kind of like suffer through it and then you're like, oh, I don't really need it now because it's cooled down so quickly. So it's kind of tough, you know. You're like, do I really need it if it's only gonna be that hot for a couple hours? Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean we're here in California. We pay money to be comfortable, so we definitely need it. But I was thinking about that the other day. Do we need another AC for the office? Possibly. Then it's only hot like one or two days out of the week, and it only peaks for a couple hours. Yeah, conversation for another day. But speaking of weather, let's get you the latest and greatest when we're talking about weather. Today is going to be 93, tomorrow 91. It's actually cooling off next week, high 80s. Got some clouds rolling in Tuesday, and then back up into the low 90s Friday and next weekend. So no triple digits on the forecast yet. We know how that can change around here, but for the most part, should be a fairly mild June week, considering we're rolling right into July. We'll take it. Should be pretty nice. But we did talk a little bit about AC. I mean, that's definitely AC weather. You definitely need it in your vehicle. So get that checked out. If you haven't been using it yet or having issues with it, that is something we can help you with. I'll get some tips and tricks later on here in the show about what you can do to check yourself. But I wanted to talk about something I read this morning about license plates. I'm making a hard right turn here, but this was pretty interesting. So California license plates, they're running out faster than predicted. Now here's what's going to happen. There's only about 18 months of license plate numbers left in California under the decades-old numbering scheme, prompting the DMV to hit the gas on its transition plan for a new format. The alphanumeric sequence that has been used on the state's license plates for nearly 45 years is finally approaching its end. Yeah, they're running out of numbers. And the new sequence the agency decided on will simply turn the existing scheme backward. That sounds easy enough. So in December, the agency decided that the new sequence for license plates would be number, 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 letter, 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 number, such as 000, triple A, and then another zero. We've all seen that scheme, right? DMV, excuse me, the current sequence, which was implemented in 1980, is the opposite. It's number, letter, 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 number, number, number. And that's how they did it. They started at 1AAA 000 and then start counting up. So the license plates with this particular sequence are only issued to passenger vehicles, commercial vehicles, motorcycles, permanent trailers, and other specialty vehicles. They have different alphanumeric sequences on their plates, so it'll be a little different there. But the state is currently in, get this, the 9 Echo Walter Zulu 000 to 999 series. So it's really at the end of all the first number, the three letters, and now we're at 000, and it's working its way up through to 999. And the final plate sequence, this one might be worth money too. I don't know. You watch those collectible shows? There's this show on Netflix, The King of Collectibles or something like that. And it's just like, it's amazing. People collect the strangest things. But I could see this license plate having some sort of, you know, people are going to want it. So the last one that'll be issued is 9-Zulu-Zulu-Zulu-999. And it's expected to be issued in the late 2025. And that's 2 years earlier than they thought it was going to be. So recently, in December, the sequence was reported to be ending by 2027. So according to DMV, the department analyzed its license plate issuance and determined that the state's rate of issuing new numbers was increasing more rapidly than originally anticipated. Only people were buying new cars. It's kind of an interesting statistic to look into, right? I mean, if you want to know how many new cars are being bought, just look at the license plates being sold. You got to have them. Even though I feel like there's a lot of license plates that are, or a lot of vehicles in California that are being registered in, say, Montana or South Dakota. It seems to be the going trend. So, there's a lot of cars in California. Data from the California New Car Dealers Association shows the rate of new vehicle registrations in the state is speeding up after a slump during the COVID-19 pandemic. The trade group says sales figures in the state are approaching pre-2020 numbers. 2023 was a strong year for new vehicle registrations in the state, posting an 11.9% increase over 2022. This year's figures are projected to continue climbing, but at a slower rate, just 2.8% more sales than last year. But still, the Dealers Association expects the number of the year's new vehicle registrations to exceed 1.8 million for the first time since 2019. A lot of cars on the road. Lots and lots and lots of cars. It's a good thing for the ones in the repair industry, right? But I'm curious, because I've seen a lot of the used vehicles, or not used, but older vehicles staying on the road. I don't know. I get a lot of feedback as far as, do you want to buy a new vehicle? Do you want to keep the old one on the road? And part of it is the new registration costs, the insurance costs. You got to have full coverage, right? That's just part of it. But these newer vehicles are the maintenance is just exponentially more money to maintain. When something catastrophic breaks, it's much more expensive. That and the parts just aren't readily available. You know, the aftermarket parts aren't keeping up with demand for the new vehicles, whereas something that maybe is 15 years old, it's a little bit easier to get them. Plus, they've been updated. A lot of the aftermarket companies take these OEM parts and they redesign them and make them better. I've had this conversation before about Dorman and Standard. Great aftermarket part suppliers. What I mean by aftermarket is they're non-OE. They're not, you know, GM or Ford or Stellantis or Chrysler or whatever you want to call it. And they're taking these OE parts and they're able to get that patent and then redesign the part and instead of making it out of plastic, say make it out of aluminum or metal and just make it a better part. And it costs less. So it's like a win-win. Plus they back the warranty. The warranty is much better than when you get it from the dealer. So it's an interesting time when it comes to that kind of stuff. When you start looking at the differences between the two, like in my personal opinion, the older vehicles are the cost to keep it on the road is going to be less. That's all there is to it. I mean, we don't know how long does a 10-speed automatic last. Nobody knows. You can't. Nobody knows that because it hasn't been out long enough to have that data behind it to know how long these 10-speed automatics are. Yeah, they have problems. There's a lot of them out there, so we're going to see, of course, we're going to hear about the bad stuff. All I ever see is the broken and bad stuff, so I get the question a lot, like, what car should I buy? I was like, I don't know, I only see the broken ones. That's all. let me look through, name which one you're looking at, and I'll look through my database and see if I've seen one, and I'll tell you that's probably a good one then, because I haven't seen one. But seeing all the broken stuff, it can't help but get a little bit jaded by the way the industry has with these vehicles. But not to go too deep on that tangent, but my idea here was to go through a road trip. So if you're, whether it's a used or new vehicle, summertime, we're probably looking at maybe hitting the road. And so I want to get some feedback from you listening. What's a good checklist, or what's something that you like to bring on your summer road trip that that sets you apart? You know, it's like the snacks, like the snack cupboard. Like sometimes someone's got that snack. You're like, damn, I never thought of that. That's an excellent choice to have right now. Like, you don't take ice cream on a road trip. It doesn't make any sense. But you got to have beef jerky, right? Or like trail mix or something. Like what? So what is it you like to bring? And I've talked about the safety kits you should have in your vehicle. Maybe like you got to have, you know, some water back there, jumper cables. I got a little list of stuff here I'll go over when I get back. But I want you to think about, what is it that you like to make sure you have on an extended road trip? I'll be back right after the break.
Pacific West Steel, under new ownership, specializing in metal roofing and metal siding for homes, barns, awnings, both commercial and residential, big or small, and they can do custom flashings. With a large color selection, Pacific West Steel is the leader in metal roofing and siding industry. Get the aesthetic advantage and durability. Pacific West Steel, call Adam Andrade, 805-238-1783. That's 805-238-1783.
Hello, my name is Barry Oxford, president of BDO Financial on Main Street in Templeton. For over 30 years, our focus has been principal-protected and tax-advantaged retirement plan development. We believe that education and knowledge is power. Did you know the 2017 tax cuts end in 2 years and taxes will be a lot higher for all of us? That's knowledge. There's never been a better time than now to convert to a Roth IRA. We are the only ones on the Central Coast that can do a Roth conversion without reducing your principal. And that's all tax-free. Order your no-cost Roth conversion estimate at BDOfinancial.com and divorce the IRS without ever reducing your principal. That's BDOfinancial.com or call 805-434-6971. That's 805-434-6971. Now that's power. Accountants and financial professionals are more than welcome too.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs, just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
Great news, homeowners. AM Sun Solar now does roofing. Are you dealing with leaks, missing shingles, or it's just time for a fresh look? They have you covered, literally. Their expert team is ready to tackle all of your roofing and solar projects. They use top quality materials and equipment to ensure your roof and solar stand the test of time. For over 20 years, AM Sun Solar and Roofing has been the Central Coast local expert, providing custom energy and now roofing solutions. Call today and book your free consultation or visit amsunsolar.com.
Welcome back. This is Gearhead Radio. Thanks for tuning in. So before the break, we're talking about maybe taking a summer road trip. Kids are getting out of school. Time to hit the road, maybe. I don't know. But what about that checklist? You like to have a checklist before you take off. Always feel like you're forgetting something. That's what a list is really good for. Even if it's not on the list, as long as you checked all your stuff, it's usually good. Good morning, you're on Gearhead Radio.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey.
I always appreciate listening to your expertise on Saturday morning, so I thought I'd call in and pick your brain.
I love it.
I've got a 2014 Nissan, and it's got a CVT transmission.
Yes.
Are you there?
Yep, I'm here. Sorry. Yep, very familiar.
Okay. And they seem to be pretty particular about needing to change out the fluid every 30,000 miles, and I'm curious, you know, why that is.
So, yeah, that's a great question, because the CVTs in themselves are kind of not real, especially from a transmission technician standpoint. We're just not very fond of them. And then Nissan is really the cherry on the top. They're just really notorious for having issues. The one thing with it, it's a super high pressure fluid, so it runs at a little bit higher pressure than most like automatics. There is clutch packs in there, but it runs on a big band, and there's two big drums, and it's really similar to like a 10-speed bike. If on the crank side you had, you know, the sprocket that would change the chain from a taller gear to a lower gear. So basically this big band, you call it, it's a push-pull style band, and it runs up and down this cone, and that cone is actuated by hydraulic pressure. Now the ports that run that drum are very, very small, so it doesn't take a lot of gunk to start clogging up those ports, and then you start having weird issues, and then it just immediately sets a code and goes into limp mode. And the problem is you need the fluid to circulate to kind of clean those passages out. But as soon as that drum doesn't move and doesn't actuate like it's supposed to, the PCM just shuts everything down. So you don't want to get to the point where you have sludge, because there's no way to clean it out besides taking it apart and replacing it or cleaning it out. And it takes some specialty tools to set it all back up. So, yeah, 99% of the guys out there, shops out there, it's just a replacement only. It's just not worth the time and the hassle to try to, you know, rebuild those in-house. It's just more cost-effective to find a remanufactured one. They also have issues with the modules, and there's tons of other issues that they have. The stepper motors go bad. They get judder codes. There's all kinds of issues that have nothing really to do with the fluid servicing. You can have that fluid perfect and still have an issue with it. So I'm not saying it's like the end-all be-all to keep that transmission on the road, but at least it eliminates one possibility of a failure.
What's the process of changing the fluid?
Well,
it's not like your oil. Is it just a drain and fill, or is there a process?
Some of them are, some of them are not. Nissan made it very difficult, and you really have to almost look at the transmission and identify which one it is. It seems like about half of them have an internal screen that you can replace, and then the other half is just a drain and fill. 2014, that's about the time they went to the NS-3 fluid, and they started adding a cooler filter. So there's a little like canister, 3 bolts, takes this little thing off, and there is a little cartridge filter that can be replaced, but Nissan doesn't tell you that. The service information doesn't tell you that. They're just really terrible about giving out service information. So we really have to look at them and see what we can get. And then that filter, it took me a long time just to get a part number on that. Now I have it written down at the shop, and I know what to get, you know, what to order when I need it. Because you call Nissan, you're like, I need the cartridge filter. And they're like, the what? Like, really? You guys at the dealership? But
so this is something that you do at your shop too?
Yes. Yeah, we do. We do the Nissan ones.
Is it an expensive process?
I mean, it's less money than replacing the transmission. Let's put it that way. I don't know if there's,
yeah.
I don't know what the line is when it comes to expensive anymore. Because some of these 9-speed and 10-speed transmissions, they're costing $900 to $1,000 to service them. I feel like that's when you start talking about getting kind of expensive, right? In your case, you're not near that. So with when it comes to transmissions nowadays, there's no longer the $200 or $300 service anymore. There's just everything's, for one's gone up, and everything's become way more complicated than it really needs to be. Because you're probably familiar, there's no dipstick on it, right? So it takes a special dipstick tool to check it, and And it's stuff that we're familiar with. And then the fluid itself, there's two different fluids. There is a CVT4 Nissan, and then there's an NS-3 Nissan CVT fluid. So you don't want to just use the Valvoline stuff. Even though you go to the parts store and they say it's interchangeable, it is not. And that's Nissan only. Nissan makes, they want to make sure that their specific fluid is. And there's a company called Enos, E-N-O-S. You can get it at like Napa. And that is actually comparable to the NS-3 fluid. And that's the fluid that we use for those. And it's blue in color. It's not red.
Is there an advantage to the CVT transmission? And how many companies are using CVTs? I know Honda does.
Yeah, most hybrids use them. You know, from an engineering standpoint, if you didn't actually work in a shop and you weren't like mechanically inclined and you were building a transmission, it makes a lot of sense. But when you see it in the real world, like you and me that have to use the it doesn't make any sense. But it's a continuously variable transmission. So you're able to use the peak engine power or the power band of the engine, and you can hold it right there, and then that transmission will continuously shift through all its gear ratios. So it makes sense on paper because you're able to hold the engine at the most, you know, efficient area, right? You rev up to 3,000 RPM, 3,500, whatever it is, and it'll just hold that RPM and allow the vehicle to continue speeding forward. Like it feels like a rubber band, right? And for hybrids, it's great for that too, because then you don't have that constant shifting of the engine RPM and everything kind of bogging down and speeding back up. So, but in the real world, they just haven't really... You know, the, what do you call it? It just doesn't last. You know, I'd rather have...
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
I'd rather have, like, the regular four-speed and deal with the fuel economy loss, the 2% or 3% fuel economy loss over the lifetime of the vehicle, because I don't have to invest the money in replacing the transmission as often anyway, right? And don't get me wrong, there's plenty of them out there that have lasted 200,000, 300,000 miles. I'm not saying that every single one of them are going to go, but the there's a larger percentage of these CVTs that are having issues. So if it's working well, keep it serviced. And that's about all you can really do, because sometimes they just fail and there's nothing you could have done to prevent it. It's just the bad engineering, really.
It's, you know, it's been a pretty good car. It doesn't get driven a whole lot, but we're coming up on 60,000 miles, so I'm due for a change out.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you definitely want to stay in front of that, and you know, drive it easy. Don't tow with it. You know, don't load it down.
No.
And as far as a light commuter, yeah, they do, when they work well, they are fantastic. They get great fuel economy. They're very comfortable. You know, you don't have that shifting going on, so it is very smooth going down the road. It is a very cool concept, but it's a failure in my point of view. For the amount of ones that I've seen come in with under 100,000, you know, and there's nothing we can do to fix it. It's just you just replace it, and to replace that thing, you're looking at $5,000-$6,000 on a vehicle that's worth about that. It's pretty tough for me to stand behind Nissan and what they did with those CVTs.
Sounds like the electric vehicle is trying to replace a battery on them.
Yep, that's about the same concept. Yep.
Huh. Well, hey, thanks for your expertise.
Of course, anytime. Have a good weekend.
Appreciate it. All right, you too.
Bye. Yeah, I hate being the doom and the gloom, and like they're all gonna fail. But like, again, to my point, I only see the broken ones. So I'm sure there's plenty out there that are fine. But unfortunately, I see the ones with talking about road trips. I see the ones coming through the area. It's a couple, you know, college kids, and they want to go, you know, to San Francisco from LA or LA to San Francisco, right? We're that central hub, and it's that 2 or 3 hour mark where that's where your failures are going to usually flare up, and they end up here, and they don't have a lot of money because they're college kids, and they just wanted to take a road trip for spring break, and now their Nissan Rogue or Nissan Juke or Nissan Altima or whatever Tima, the transmission's overheated and it's failed, and there's just nothing you can do. It's like you're gonna have to, you know, if you want to continue your trip, go ahead, but this car needs to be towed back home or wherever. It's like, that sucks. And then you look at the odometer and it's like, you know, 70,000 miles or 40,000 miles. Like, really? But on that note, I mean, we get Chevy trucks in 2015, 16, 17 Chevy trucks with 40 or 50,000 miles on them more often than I'd like to admit, with a completely failed transmission as well. So I don't know. I got to take a break. I'll be right back.
Ace Auto Care, across the street from Atascadero Hay and Feed in Atascadero.
Fox News, I'm Deborah Valentine. Former President Donald Trump on the campaign trail in Michigan today. Fox's Jeff Manasso has details.
Make America Great Again boat parade is scheduled to set sail from Lake St. Clair in Macomb County through the Detroit River as former President Donald Trump visits Detroit.
Mr. Trump will speak at a Motor City church, followed by a keynote speech at a Turning Point USA conservative conference. A star-studded campaign fundraiser planned tonight in L.A. for President Biden following his return from the G7 summit in Italy. Fox's William Lajeunesse reports from L.A.
In 2020, the entertainment industry gave Democrats $104 million, almost 10 times more than Republicans.
Former President Barack Obama and actors Julia Roberts and George Clooney are making appearances at the Biden fundraiser. Tickets for the event going for as much as $125,000. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Ron Torres, owner of Seniors Helping Seniors. I left corporate America to help seniors who need friendship, non-medical care, and a helping hand. Seniors have great conversations and understand each other. Join our team of mature caregivers, or maybe you need that helping hand. Call me, 805-369-2110, 369-2110, or seniorcareslo.com. That's seniorcareslo.com. Seniors Helping Seniors.
Gold is at an all-time high. Now is the time to take your scrap gold and turn it into cash or trade it in for new jewelry at Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles. Take the old or broken bracelets, chains, rings, or trinkets that you never wear and go home with cash in your pocket or get an additional 25% off to use towards a new item. Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry is family-owned and located at 1224 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Paso Robles. Open Wednesday through Saturday.
Rainbow Marine Auto Body and Painting on Paso Robles Street, doing your body work in the North County. Tom and Thomas appreciate their loyal customers and say thank you for your support. Call them today or stop by for an estimate on your damaged vehicle. Rainbow Marine Auto Body and Painting in Paso Robles, 805-239-3762.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Is your current plan vulnerable to high trust income tax rates? Flexible trusts can avoid these high rates and still provide lifelong asset protection to beneficiaries. Is your old-style AB trust growing a capital gains monster? Smart basis planning wipes out capital gains with selective step-up, blocking any step down in basis, and you are still protected from estate tax. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, you need to speak with me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Book your free design meeting in minutes by taking the estate planning priorities quiz at lawnews.tv. Again, the website is lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Gearhead Radio on AM 1230 KPRL. Before I get back into my tangents here, I had a little bit of a space out there. I wanted to give a shout out to the Tascadero Cruise Night last night. We need to do that once a month. Yeah, Kmart parking lot, about 6:30. It's about the time that most of us can leave the shop or get out of work and get the car out of the garage and actually get down there, like 6:30. It was an awesome turnout. I don't think we could have asked for better weather, a better turnout. Even had the locals come by, the local fuzz, and the Tascadero PD pulled up and hung out. It was awesome. It was a really good time. Got to see a lot of familiar faces, a lot of cars I haven't seen before, a lot of ones that we have, but there was still plenty of room left. It's a nice big parking lot. It was quiet. It was nice. It was a good time. Someone needs to get a barbecue next time, though. But no, next, I'm looking forward to next month in Atascadero. And again, that cruise rotation starts with Templeton as the first Friday. Atascadero is the second Friday. Next Friday, or the third Friday of the month, will be in Paso. And I feel like we should find a bigger location for the Paso, because it really is kind of what the cruise night, in quotes, the cruise night or the car show hangout was last night at Tascadero, but it's at the Sinclair gas station. And it's a good spot, but I think it kind of clogs the gas station and kind of hampers their business there a little bit. So I'm not like super fond of parking in their parking lot or in their gas station lot. So if anybody's got a good idea about that, post that on Facebook or something. Figure out somewhere to go. Somewhere it's a little bigger so we can get more cars in there and have a little bit better turnout for the Paso Robles one. And then the fourth Friday, Santa Margarita. Fifth Friday, San Miguel. And I think the Santa Margarita is the true cruise. That is like Templeton and Santa Margarita are like the cruises, you know? It's just set up perfectly for it. And then we have our hangouts on Atascadero and Paso, so very cool. Awesome time. I don't know where I was going with that. But looking forward to next Friday in Paso and then next month to do it all over again. So, before the break, does anybody remember what I was talking about? Doesn't matter. We'll just move on. I have a recall here. Oh, you know what? This ties right into what we were talking about. So, Chrysler is recalling 211,000 2022 Durango SUVs and Ram 2500 pickups. We're talking about, you know, these vehicles, these newer vehicles failing at mileage way, way beyond before they should be. And these recalls are part of that issue here. So, Chrysler is recalling 211,000 trucks and SUVs due to an issue with the ABS control module and the ESC system. That's the electronic stability control. All of the vehicles involved in the recall are from the 2022 model year, with 100% of the recalled population expected to be affected. Now, this is a big one because it's usually not all of the vehicles. The recall mostly impacts the Ram 2500 HD and Dodge Durango, with 157,890 and 53,167 cars involved. Additionally, 524 Ram 3500 HD pickups, all with a gross vehicle weight rating less than 10,000 pounds, are involved in the recall. Now, according to the documents, a software malfunction in the ABS control module may disable the electronic stability control system, leading to the vehicles becoming non-compliant with federal motor vehicle safety standards, in addition to increasing the risk of a crash. The specific safety standard in question is the Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standard 571.126S512. You can look that up if you want, but it doesn't really matter. According to the recall documents, the standard requires that the ESC system is operational during all phases of driving, including acceleration, coasting, and deceleration, which also includes braking. Recall documents note that impacted vehicles will illuminate a malfunction indicator light, which is your check engine light, on the dashboard, warning drivers of the issue. Chrysler entered the recall voluntarily and is planning to send dealer and owner notifications later in notification letters late in July. The company will replace malfunctioning ABS control module software with a compliant version. Owners concerned their Their vehicle may be included in the recall. Check the NHTSA recall site to confirm. So again, this is the 2022 Durango and 2022 Ram 2500 pickups. ABS control module. That's kind of step one in our, at our shop, is the step one for our advanced assessment process. And part of the reason why we kind of segment those things up. We like to make sure we do the visual inspection, and then we kind of go into the next step if need be. And that really sets the tone as far as like how deep we need to go and kind of peel it back layer by layer. And that allows our operating procedure to include this. And one of the things we like to do is check the recall website and check the technical service bulletin website. Now, I've talked about technical service bulletins before, but it's always good to bring it back up. Those are two different things. The recall is covered by the manufacturer. The technical service bulletin is not. And they do everything in their power to make sure that the technical service bulletin is not published. So what also helps is to jump on some known good forums, not just any forum, not just any YouTube video, but actual people that I know, I've met and trust that have these larger shops and larger operations, and reach out to see if they've seen a pattern failure. Now, I know guys that have diesel shops. I know guys that have, you know, specific Honda and Toyota only shops. I know all across the country, and it helps to reach out to them and say, hey, is this a pattern failure that you're seeing with this? Because even if it's a pattern failure and that they've seen with the amount of vehicles they service, it still takes many, many more before the manufacturer will admit that they did anything wrong, right? They really try to keep that under the wrap. So hence the importance of seeing like a recall or a technical service bulletin. That means there has been a lot of problems that they've seen, and they have to publish it by law. A lot of that stuff gets swept under the rug. I've talked about with Ford, with their check engine lights. Speaking of misfires and check engine lights, Ford came in, and it is skipping my mind what it was, but I mean, just a dead misfire. And if you've ever driven a vehicle that one of the cylinders is not firing, that's what a misfire is. And the whole car is shaking. Typically the lights are flashing at you on the dash. You can't accelerate. It's got no power. Everything's just shaking. It feels like the mirror's going to fall off. Well, Fords are notorious for doing that and not setting an engine light, because they don't want that light on the dash. They want you to just keep driving it. Everything's fine. As long as that light's not on our cars, it's not our fault, right? Drives me nuts. Good morning. You're on Gearhead Radio.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey.
My daughter has a 2008 Honda CR-V. She'll be leaving to college in August, and the car will stay at home. She won't be driving it except for, like winter break and summer break, that kind of thing. So it's going to sit for a few months at a time. What should I do to keep the battery in good shape and just keep the car in good order for her?
Yeah, great question. And a really good car to use for that. For the most part, I don't think you're going to have an issue. As long as there's no aftermarket stereo or anything in there, it should have no problem sitting for a month and then being able to fire right back up. I would just replace the battery and maybe get a battery from, say, like AAA. And that way, if you ever have an issue with it, you can call and it'll be warrantied for those 2 to 3 years. And they'll just come out and replace it and give you a little peace of mind. So that if she ever got a dead battery, all you got to do is call AAA warranty and they'll come out and just pop a new one in there. Or if she's somewhere where she could put a trickle charger on there, that's a good idea too. That's always tough though when, you're dealing with having to plug something in and unplug it. But I've always said those trickle chargers are always a good idea if it's going to sit for more than a month.
It's going to sit at our home while she's away for,
Oh, I'm sorry.
Each semester.
I see.
It's going to be at our home. She's going to be away out of state.
I see.
And not have the car. So I'm wondering what I should do.
I see. I'm sorry. I thought she was.
Car up.
I should pay better attention. I'm sorry. So keep the gas tank full. You want to make sure there's no air in that tank. So always keep it topped off. That'll help keep the gas from going sour. And then, yeah, get yourself, I'm really happy. There's a little, it's called the NoCo Genius. You can get it on Amazon. It's a really, really nice little trickle charger. It fits under the hood, but it's also a battery charger as well. And it has a little repair function. So it's a really good universal kind of deal, but you can just plug it on the battery and just leave it there. And it's going to, it'll basically turn itself into a trickle charger. It'll, you know, charge it up to a point, and then you can just leave it on there and it'll kind of do its thing and make sure it's not overcharging or undercharging the battery. But it's called the NoCo, N-O-C-O Genius. And in fact, all the whole line of stuff from NoCo is like, it's fantastic battery equipment. That's what I would do. Just top off the battery, top off the fuel tank, put a little trickle charger on the battery so it doesn't go dead. Tires, if it's only going to be a couple months and she'll be able to drive it and keep the tires rotated, I won't worry about putting up on jack stands or anything to get avoid any flat spots. You should be fine. Those little, I don't know if it's going to be in the sun or if you're going to park it in the garage, but maybe try to.
It's going to be in the driveway. It is going to be in the sun. It's already got sun damage to the paint.
I was just more worried about the tires, just having the, you know, cooking the tires. They're getting direct sunlight all the time, maybe put some sort of cover over them to kind of help them out a little bit. But I mean, I think that's gone a little far. That's a little on the extreme side. If she's going to be back every month or so to drive it around, you'll be fine. And then she'll have a full tank so she can go have a great time too. So I think she'll be happy with that.
Would it help if I drove it once in a while?
If it's, you'll be fine sitting for a month. No problems at all.
Well, more like 3 or 4 months at a time.
Yeah, I would say at least once a month, get in there and go scoot it around. Get those tires warm. Get them, make sure they get up to temp. Yeah. So give it a good, 15-20 minute drive. Get the tires warm, get them rotating.
Take it to work.
Go top off the fuel tank again, park it again, put your charger on there, and you'll be good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, great. And if I don't do, because obviously I'll have to have an extension cord running that through the garage and out across the driveway. If I didn't want to do that, I just might waste the battery, right?
It's a possibility. I got to jump on a break, but I'll keep talking about it when I get it back. Thanks.
Let's go to the Eagle Energy Country Store.
You mean the big 76 at the corner there at Golden Hill Road and Highway 46?
Yes! I want a sliced puppy.
I want a chicken bacon wrap.
I want a milkshake.
What's new at Eagle Energy Country Store Deli, you may ask?
Have you seen our $5 combo? For $5 out the door, you can get a heck of a meal deal.
You choose between a mini chicken wrap, 2 corn dogs, or 3 chicken strips.
And then it comes with a side and a 32-ounce fountain drink for only $5.
Speaking of fountain drinks, here at Eagle Energy Country Store, each time you fill up 10 gallons or more, you get a free fountain drink or coffee, any size we offer. Just show us your receipt and your fountain drink or coffee is on us.
This includes our awesome fresh brewed iced teas. We have a new fresh brewed watermelon tea to help quench your thirst.
Eagle Energy Country Store. We're located on the corner of Highway 46 East and Golden Hill Road, and we're open 24 hours.
A friendly reminder from your friends at Eagle Energy.
Wash your hands and don't be nasty.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat.
Welcome back. So for the break, we're talking about vehicle storage, having your vehicle sit for an extended period of time. So if you don't want an extension cord across your driveway, You can get this solar powered one. And you can get them at like Harbor Freight. They're pretty cheap. That's really all you need. If you got a good battery, if the battery is, you know, 2 years or newer, it's going to be in good condition. You can get one of the little solar panels. Just put it, you know, take advantage of the fact that it's sitting outside. And then put that little solar panel maybe up on top. And the cords are usually 6 or 8 feet long. And they're just little jumper cables. You put it on there. I think it's like a 13-watt charger. So it's not a lot. It's not going to recharge your battery in a day. I think it takes like a week to charge a battery with those things. But if you're just maintaining and it's going to sit for a month, that's a really good option too. Because you're really just keeping that battery topped off. Now, I don't know if I would recommend the one at Harbor Freight because you really want some sort of a charge rate controller. And they do have those ones. You have to look them up on Amazon. But it just makes sure that you're not overcharging the battery because that can possibly do more damage than not. And I guess in order to keep this maybe a little bit more simple and not overcomplicate things, if you have the ability to take it, run it, drive it to work, yeah, I would just do that. Avoid all that. If you got a 20-minute drive that you can do once a month with it, then you'll be fine. It's really hard on the battery to sit for longer than that. In fact, that's kind of pushing the envelope in this day and age with the batteries that are out now. So I guess no surefire thing as far as one way or the other. Again, you can do everything in your power and it's still going to fail, right? Like, but, the longer of a drive you can do and the more frequent, the better. The month is kind of the standard that you don't want to go longer than that. And that's probably the best thing. The issue with is that I have is that a month comes and goes and then all of a sudden it's been 2 months and you haven't driven it and now the battery's dead. So it's kind of nice to have that backup on there, have that solar charger on there. If you don't want a extension cord, at least you have something in there kind of helping that battery a little bit. And then that way you're like, oh my God, I can't believe it's been 7 weeks and I haven't driven this car. And you get out there and the battery's still good. Okay, cool. Good thing I have that other backup on there. But if you're a little more religious about it, you can actually get out there every 4 weeks, you'll be fine. Get out there, run it around, burn some of that gas out, get those tires warm, get that battery back up to state of charge, top off the fuel tank, and then go park it again, and you'll be fine. I hope that helps. I should probably take my own advice as well, but we're not going to talk about that today. We won't talk about the 6 cars in the driveway. I don't. There's not enough weeks in the month for me to drive them all once. The battery companies love me. So moving on. What are we going to talk about now? Well, we can talk about some maintenance tips, considering we're talking about having your vehicle sitting around, your battery going bad. And talking about tires, make sure you check the tire pressure. Make sure you know it's one PSI for every 10 degrees of temperature change. So now that we're getting into the warmer months and it's 90 degrees more, if you have your tire pressure set to when it was, say, 50 or 60, you may be overinflated now, possibly. So you want to check your tire pressure, make sure they're not overinflated. Keep in mind now, as the road temp goes up, right, you're also gaining more pressure. So when your tire's cold and you go drive it and the tires warm up, the pressure builds. Because why? It's 1 PSI per 10 degrees of temperature. So if you're a little overinflated now that it's 90 degrees instead of 60, and then the roads now are 100 and frying pan hot, 110, it's going to continue elevate those pressure, and that's when you have the possibility of a blowout. And I was also kind of talking about having the tire sit in the sun. So if it's a vehicle that sits for a long time and that sun is cooking the sidewall, it's starting to deteriorate that rubber a little bit. And that's kind of that perfect recipe for a disaster, right? You get a little bit of a weak sidewall from the sun kind of fatiguing that rubber, and then you have tires that are overinflated, and then you go down the highway and now they're continuing to pressurize on that hot asphalt. That's when you have catastrophic failure, and hopefully your spare's in the back and hopefully the shop you took it to, checked your spare and made sure you have pressure in it. And then you also have your jack and everything else you need, because you're going to need it. So check your tires, is my point. Oil and filter. You should just be religious with that anyway. 3,000 to 5,000 miles. Change your oil. You can do it yourself. I know it's harder nowadays, but you can still do it. You know, the new Rams coming out from Stellantis don't have dipsticks. Just want a PSA on that one. 2023s into the 2024s. They're removing the dipstick for the new Ram pickups, just so you know. You got to check them like a BMW. When they stop leaking, that means you're out. No, that's not nice. You got to check it with a scan tool. You got to get in there. There's an oil level sensor and all that stuff. Not fun. Maybe pop the hood now that it's hot out. Check your hoses and belts again as the heat starts wreaking havoc. I talked a little bit about a misfire vehicle that came with a misfire. I think we've had like 5 or 6 just this past week with misfires. The underhood temperatures are getting hotter now because the ambient air temperature is hotter now. And so everything starts to get a little bit more stress. Ignition coils are usually the first things to go. Know the signs of what the misfire feels like. I mean, typically you're going to have an engine light that's flashing at you, but not all the time. Ford. But if you feel lack of acceleration, the whole car is kind of shaking and bucking. You don't want to keep driving it like that. That raw fuel from the misfire, being one of the cylinders is not burning all the fuel that's getting into the cylinder, is getting into the catalytic converter, and you can cause damage to the catalytic converter. And if you've had to replace one of those, you know it's not cheap. So, air filter. Check your air filter. We just got through a spring. The cottonwoods around here, at least near the shop, is just terrible. Not to mention all the bugs and everything else. So make sure you're checking your air filter. Make sure you got a clean one in there. Brakes are important too. Another thing that's going to be affected by the heat. Got a lot of hot, you know. The asphalt's hot. The tires are hot. Everything's hot. The brake material, especially the organic material, if they're non-ceramic. So most vehicles use the organic style brake composite material. It's going to wear down a little faster as it gets hotter. So your brakes typically wear down a little faster in the summertime. Kind of a running joke. We always think it's because people drive more aggressively because they're upset because it's hot. Or not upset, but they're, you know, there's a little bit more road rage going on because everyone's hot, so the brakes wear down faster. But there's science behind it. There's actually science that say brakes will do wear down a little faster when it's hot out. So keep that in mind. Drive slower and relax. Coolant. Coolant's always nice to go over. We talk about that in the winter time. It's not just antifreeze. It doesn't help it just keep it from freezing. It's actually coolant. And the mixture of it keeps the engine running cooler. So if it's out of proportion, if it's got too much water in it, which should only be distilled water, not hose water or tap water or drinking water. It needs to be distilled water. When the ratio goes off and you lose the surfactants and you lose some of the chemicals that are in coolant, the engine will start running a little warmer. You need that coolant in there, the proper ratio to help disperse the heat through the engine. Make sure it's getting into the radiator and the radiator's pulling that heat out of there. So there's little test strips you can get to check the pH balance of the coolant. Or if it's been, you know, 100,000 miles, you want to get it flushed. You just want to get all that out and get new stuff in there. And that'll help keep your engine running cool. Last one on here, check your battery. Clean all the stuff off the top. Make sure you got no standing water sitting on top and that your terminals are nice and clean. Easy stuff. You can do a little baking soda. You put it on there, rinse it off with a hose, and it's nice and clean. So. Or just call us. We can do it for you. No problem. All right. That's it for me. Have a good weekend. Happy Father's Day. Hope you all have a great weekend. And
Gearhead see you next Radio Saturday. With Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears and Paso Robles on River Road. You can trust Jimmy and his team to take care of you and your vehicle the first time, every time. You're listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. Paso Robles, Tascadero, and Templeton.